The passage reading is from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. From today, I will deliver a sermon series on space and dimension in the evening services. You have already listened about heaven, and you are listening about hell. Heaven and hell are realities in spiritual realm. Once we are born and finish our lives on earth, we must go to one or the other of them. But it is not only the people who have died who experience the spiritual realm. Even in our current lives, we can experience the spaces in the spiritual realm. Spiritual realm is not somewhere out there, very far away, at the end of the universe. Today, even Christians have many misunderstandings. Suppose this, if heaven is at the end of this universe, then our Lord has to be ascending even now. To go from here to the end of the universe is just limitless. Even by the speed of light, there is no end. Last time I saw some news that some black holes can meet, black holes of different universes can meet together. And from the Earth to that black hole, it is 12 billion light years. And that's not even the end. So, our Lord has to be ascending even now. Does it make sense? That's why we have to know the spaces, the dimensions, so we can understand everything in the Bible. If your spiritual realm is not somewhere out there, very far away at the end of the universe, if you open the windows from inside your homes or cars, you can see the scenery outside and feel the outside air. Likewise, if the gate of the spiritual realm is opened into our physical world, we can experience the spiritual space that is there. Many of our church members can see the Garden of Eden if the gate of second heaven is opened. Of course, it's done by one of the four living creatures. Then we can see. So even the mission team to India, when they went to that place where we had the crusade, God was so pleased and God opened the gate of heaven and they saw very clearly the Garden of Eden. And they were so happy even without the spiritual eyes open. All of them there could see. So likewise, if the gate of the spiritual realm is opened into our physical world, we can experience the spiritual space that is there. So in the Bible, so when our Lord was going up, ascending into heaven, where did he disappear into? If he kept on going up, people could have seen him, but he disappeared in the clouds because he just went into the spiritual space. God let us see those clouds that come out from the heaven, from the sky, and they disappear right there. And at that around that height, there is a spiritual space. So they can be opened, and we can see a lot of things. A lot of clouds are coming out, and they're also going back in. And it's what our church members have witnessed firsthand. Spiritual space is very near to us. If you deeply experience this spiritual space, you will realize that this visible world is not the only dimension that exists. This is the purpose of delivering these messages. It is to let you feel that there is an eternal and true spiritual realm so that you will try to cast off all meaningless flesh. Also, I will explain the methods for you to be able to make use of the spiritual space. I'm not the only one who can use the spiritual space. If you learn it and make it yours, and you can use the spiritual spaces, then you will be a powerful leader and worker. The dimensions of the spiritual realm are completely different from those of this physical space. So the things that are impossible in the physical space can take place in the spiritual space. Even without spiritual eyes, what we can see with our physical eyes is everything that is in physical world. They perish and they disappear and they rot and they smell. And everything that we can see with physical eyes, and they all change as the time passes. As the knowledge and technology develops, man has made some artificial spaces in the environment of this physical world. For example, they make a greenhouse and they can grow vegetables or flowers even in winter. They make a space that is completely different from outside and gain what they want. In Numbers chapter 17, we see what was recorded about the Aaron's staff. God let it sprout and brought forth buds. It produced blossoms and it bore ripe almonds on a wooden staff that had no life. Something like this happened in just about 24 hours. Maybe some of you have experienced something like this, but I experienced this kind of thing many times. Last time, Senior Dickness Vin, long ago, she gave me a present of a tree. And I put it in my prayer house. And after a long time, I couldn't water it properly and it died. And it was so big that I couldn't really throw it away, so I just left it at one side. It had been a long time, actually. I don't know exactly how long, but maybe half a year or a full year. And I thought maybe by prayer it can revive, so I prayed for it. And next day, there were new buds, new sprouts. It was already dead, and it had been dead for about a year. And it began to bud again. And after one day, it had many leaves. So we had to... So I once testified about this last time. So many times dead trees and dead flowers also revived. And just by prayer, soon, so the dead trees began to give out new buds and sprouts. So even in the Bible, Aaron's staff sprouted and brought forth buds. And it produced blossoms and it bore ripe almonds. It is possible because God covered the rod of Aaron within a spiritual space. If you can be covered by the spiritual spaces as needed in your lives, the impossible things in the physical space will be made possible. Many patriarchs of faith used the spiritual space and accomplished many astonishing things. And such works are also taking place in our church today. If you keep this message in your mind, you will be able to use the spiritual space. In doing so, I hope you will experience that the impossible becomes possible. Even the special praise, in the special praise they sang, the impossible becomes possible, and the possible becomes even better. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me first explain the concepts of space and dimension. First, space is an empty area, usually bounded in some way between things. In terms of physics, it means the place where material substances exist and various phenomena take place. Then what is dimension? The term dimension in physics or mathematics is defined as the number of coordinates that are needed to specify a point within the given space. Namely, a point on a straight line is expressed with one coordinate, and a straight line has one dimension. A point on a plane is expressed with two coordinates, so a plane is two-dimensional. In the same way, a point in a space is expressed with three coordinates, so it is three-dimensional. Therefore, in the view of physics, this physical world in which we are living is three-dimensional. If you don't understand it quite well, you can... there is conferences in... creation science, so they can answer you many questions. Some special areas of physics deal with the fourth dimension regarding time as another coordinate. Up to this point is the concept about dimension of this world. God once explained to us about dimension in the view of spirit, soul, and body. The Spirit, Soul, and Body, the book will soon be published. And it will be explained in detail. First, non-living things that don't have life. For example, rocks, soil, water, and steel have no dimension. So we just call them non-dimensional. Because they don't have any dimension, we just call them non-dimensional. Next, the things that have life and breath. They breathe, but cannot move by themselves, belong to the first dimension. So you have to think about it. What they are. They can breathe, but they cannot move by themselves. What are they? The flowers here. They breathe, but they cannot move. The trees and plants and flowers, they breathe but cannot move, so they belong to the first dimension. So the dimension in the world, you can just have it as your knowledge, but what we have to understand is what God has explained to us, the concept of dimension that God has led us to, because this is important. the dimension in the view of God is important and is much more, also is easier to understand. So for example, they include the trees and other plants, and they have only the body from among the spirit, the soul, and the body. Next, the second dimension is the dimension of things that have breath and move about by themselves. They have a body and a soul. So what are they? They move about, they breathe, and they have a soul. So what are they? They are animals. Birds and animals and insects and even worms. So they belong to the second dimension. They breathe, they can move, and they also have soul. So they can think. Because they have a soul, they can think. When men appear, they may be afraid and they may run away. Or if the thief comes, the dog may bark. And they also understand something from their masters, owners. They understand something because they have a soul. So animals such as birds, fish, and insects belong to second dimension. Next, the third dimension is those who breathe, move about, and also have the spirit along with body and soul. So they are human beings, the Lord of all creatures. Even the worldly people say that men are the Lord of all creatures because they are the most excellent among all creatures. Animals, we are different from animals or birds or insects because we have the spirit. Because we have spirit, we can see God, we can believe in God. Next, fourth dimension is the spiritual beings, including God, heavenly host, and angels, and even evil spirits belong to the fourth dimension. So the fourth dimension is spiritual beings. Including God, there is heavenly host and angels and cherubim. After Adam was driven out from Garden of Eden, God protected it with the flaming swords and cherubim. Why? Because there was the tree of life in the center of the garden. Otherwise, the evil spirits in the air in the second heaven would go in and eat from it. Then they will live forever because they will gain life. Because it's the tree of life. So God, in the beginning, gave authority to Adam and to protect it. But because Adam was disobedient and he was driven out to this earth from the second heaven, from Garden of Eden, so there was nobody to protect it. So God let the flaming swords and the cherubim to keep the Garden of Eden from the intrusion of the evil spirits. So up to this point is the concept of dimension in the view of spirit, soul, and body. But the concept of dimension in this message falls under another category. Here, the dimension is divided by the space. If you don't understand from this point already, so that's why I'm doing it slowly, very slowly. I'm explaining in detail. You have to understand from the beginning so you can understand everything later when we talk about the spiritual spaces so you can understand and keep it as yours. First, the physical space that we can see is the first dimensional world. There's another kind of dimension, so please don't be confused. The first is the dimension of this world. That is just, you can just have it as knowledge. You can just forget about it also. But the dimension of God, the non-dimensional, first, second, and third dimensional, and fourth dimensional, as I already explained to you in the spirit, soul, and body, so you remember. But now, it's another concept of dimension. The It is categorized by the standard of space. First, the physical space that we can see is the first dimensional world. Everything that we can see, sun, moon, and stars, and all the universe, space, and everything is in the first dimensional world. The second dimensional world belongs to the spiritual realm. The first dimension is physical world. From second dimension above is spiritual world. So in this physical world, first dimension, everything changes as time goes. They rot and they change and they perish. So from the second dimension, it belongs to spiritual realm. The spiritual realm can generally be divided into three spaces, into spaces of three different dimensions. Therefore, if we have a total of four dimensions in view of the space. But if you have listened to heaven and hell, and if you have read the books, even these concepts are explained. Namely, the first dimension is the physical space, and the second, third, and the fourth dimensions are in the spiritual realm. You already listened to it about in the Genesis lectures. The Bible has many expressions that tell us there are spaces of different dimensions. Deuteronomy 10:14 says, "Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven, the highest heavens, the earth, and all that is in it." The earth is not in plural, because it's one. Because God created everything. Everything belongs to God. So in this world, they just think there's only one heaven, one sky. But in the view of God, the Bible doesn't say so. To the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens. It tells us there are many heavens. And also today's reading passage, Nehemiah 9:6, also says, "You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all that is on it, the seas, and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before you." All the heavenly host, of course, angels. Namely, God created the heavens, the earth, the sea, the sun and moon and the stars, and everything. And also in Hebrews 11:3 says that we know, by faith we know that everything was created by God's word. And also Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created heaven and earth from nothing." From nothingness, He created everything with the word. And it does not say heaven. It says heavens and heaven of heavens. Of course, in the New Testament, other than these, Jeremiah 10:12 mentions the heavens, and Psalm 148:4 mentions highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. The waters that are above the heavens. Is there water above the heaven? Yes, there is. If there is no water in above the heavens, the gate of the window of heaven opened and the rain poured down for the judgment, the flood of Noah for 40 days and night. Just think about it. If you know scientific, if you have scientific knowledge and if you don't have faith, and from heaven, how can the rain fall on the earth? So they cannot really believe the Bible. Somebody has to explain this so that they can believe. Otherwise, they all have questions, and the window of heaven opens and the rain falls down. And they can understand. How can rain fall from heaven? So we have, without understanding this space and dimension, they cannot understand the Bible. Like Stephen, while he was being stoned, he confessed that he saw the gate of heaven open and he saw the Lord standing on the right hand side of God. The gate of heaven opened. And our Lord, Jesus Christ, was standing at the right-hand side of God. And the Lord was looking down. Why? Because His beloved son, Stephen, was being persecuted and he was being stoned. And how can he just sit comfortably and watch it? He would be nervous to see it. So that's why he said the gate of heaven opened. And like the waters came down for the Noah's flood, we have this expression of water that are above the heavens. The Bible was written by those who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, each expression has its specific meaning. In fact, there is not only one heaven, but many. When God existed alone in the beginning, there was only one heaven. But for human cultivation, God felt that there had to be spaces of different dimensions. When He was just alone in the beginning, He just existed as light and with the chiming sound from within. But since He planned the human cultivation, He felt the need to divide the spaces in different dimensions. So when He began the creation work, He divided the one heaven into four. It means He created four different spaces with different dimensions. And these spaces with different dimensions are expressed as heavens. In 2 Corinthians 12:2, Paul said, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or out of the body I do not know, God knows such a man was caught up to the third heaven. First, second, and third heaven. And in the following verse, 2 Corinthians 12:4, he said, was caught up into paradise. He went to the third heaven and he went to the paradise. Because you know heavenly kingdom, you know about paradise, the first kingdom, second kingdom, third kingdom of heaven and New Jerusalem. So he went to the lowest degree place, paradise. If you see heavenly kingdom with spiritual eyes, or if just before death, if you, some people see heavenly kingdom with their spiritual eyes, and God shows them the kind of the dwelling place in heavenly kingdom to which they'll go. So if you hear their story, you can understand where they are going, which dwelling place in heavenly kingdom. If they don't see any house, or if they see just the golden lawns and flowers and peaceful and beautiful, it's paradise. And if they see houses and if they are like apartments, then it is it's the first kingdom of heaven. Second kingdom of heaven, they'll have a separate houses when they see with the spiritual eyes, or in their dreams, if they see houses, their separate houses, then it's second kingdom of heaven. And if the houses are built with the gold and jewels and angels receive them, it is the third kingdom of heaven. And about the New Jerusalem, God has to show the Paul Gate or the Jasper Walls or things like that, then they know it is New Jerusalem. And God doesn't really show New Jerusalem unless they are going in there. was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. Just by seeing paradise, it was so beautiful and so splendid, and man could not speak about it. And why did Apostle Paul only go to paradise, not First Kingdom, Second Kingdom, or New Jerusalem? At that time, he had a lot of temper, and he didn't cast away flesh yet, so that's why God could show him only paradise. But just by seeing paradise, Paul was just like enraptured. He had this ecstasy. He was seeing just this land, and after seeing the beautiful place in heavenly kingdom, he was just amazed. And until he became a martyr, he only preached the Lord Jesus Christ and the living God. And because he knew that there was life to come, he was faithful to God until death. And even when he was martyred, he was thankful. And no matter what kind of persecutions he faced, he was only thankful because he saw it with firsthand. And communicating with God clearly, hearing the Holy Spirit's voice, he knew that there was a paradise, First Kingdom, Second and Third Kingdom, and New Jerusalem. That's why he was so faithful. And how can you not be so faithful? Haven't you seen? And many of you have seen them, and God clearly explained to us about heaven and hell. And you've seen so many signs and wonders. And don't you believe? Can't you believe what I say? Do you believe? Then you should also be faithful until death. So you're not going to paradise, but New Jerusalem, the best place. And heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak, because he was so good, it was so good that he couldn't even speak about it. Because otherwise people would condemn him as heretical or something. Finally he became like a ringleader of the sect, but he was called a ringleader of the sect because nobody really knew the spiritual world. So if he explained, he would only be persecuted, so he didn't speak about it. In conclusion, the Apostle Paul was caught up to the third heaven and saw paradise. Paradise belongs to the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, we can see that the kingdom of heaven is located in the space called the third heaven. If there is a third heaven, there must be first and second heaven too. If there is only third heaven without first and second heaven, we cannot say so. The first heaven is the whole physical space, including this earth on which we are living, including all the universe and everything. The second heaven is expressed as the air in the Bible, and it is divided into the area of light and area of darkness. First, the area of light in the second heaven is Eden, as mentioned in the book of Genesis. And it is in this space that God created the garden called Eden for the first man, Adam. So he created a garden in Eden, and God brought Adam into this garden from the first heaven to the second heaven. After breathing into his nostrils the breath of life, he became a living spirit, living being, namely a living spirit. And it was a living, he was a living spirit, so he didn't live on this earth, first heaven, but God brought him to the second heaven, to the Garden of Eden. Do you understand? If a man of spirit lives in the physical space, it's difficult for them. So angels just appear and disappear soon. And also they are covered by spiritual space. Only when they are needed, they appear. Only when it is absolutely necessary for physical man to see them. It's difficult for spiritual beings to appear in the physical space. So they are covered by spiritual space when they appear. So therefore, we have to remember that the space called the Garden of Eden and Eden are two different things. Eden and Garden of Eden are different. In Eden is placed the Garden of Eden. And people think garden is something small, like a garden. Oh, we have a garden in my house also. They think it is something small, because the word garden implies something like that in this earth. But Garden of Eden is limitless, is so vast, it cannot even be compared with the earth. It is some millions of times bigger than this earth. And in that Eden, God created a garden and brought the man, first man Adam, into this garden. It's just like the earth belongs to this vast space called the universe. Some people think the Garden of Eden exists on this earth, and they try to look for it. But the garden exists in Eden, in the second heaven. It's not in the Middle East or in the desert of the Middle East. It's not in somewhere around Israel or Iraq or Iran. They cannot find it because it's not there. And they think this earth is so small. And if it is Garden of Eden is so small, what did God command Adam? Be fruitful and multiply and subdue and rule over everything. In Garden of Eden, there is no death. And if they gave birth again and again and again without death, their children will give birth to children, more and more children. And how can they live? Where will they live? Even though the whole earth is Eden, within 1,000 years it will be completely filled because there is no death. Just like in the millennium, it will be filled. So man's thought is so short that they don't understand the Bible. So they think garden is something very small. Suppose they think like Garden of Eden is on the earth. Even now they think it's somewhere in the earth. But now we can see everything on the face of the earth with satellites and everything. They don't really have to look for it anymore. But thankfully, when I met with some pastors in Israel, I talked about the Garden of Eden. I asked them, where is it? And many people, all of them say, somewhere in the Middle East. We haven't found it yet. The men are still searching for it. They think it is on this earth. Mr. Gabriel Geffen is also here, but I think they also said so. So I explained a little bit about Garden of Eden, and they all understood. Of course, they heard it for the first time, so it's not easy to understand, but they all understood. Somebody said he believed 120%. So I was very thankful because there was hope. And very welcome. So after listening to this kind of message, people can have their eyes opened about the Bible. But the garden exists in Eden, in the second heaven. The 7-year wedding banquet will also take place in this area of light in the second heaven. That is why 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says that we will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Here also, in the clouds. Why do the clouds appear? they can just ascend. But why always the clouds? Because from the clouds, the gate of heaven, gate to the second heaven opens. Please show the clouds once again. So those clouds, they wall and they disappear. And like that, our Lord also disappeared into the, so those clouds go into the second heaven through the spiritual gate. In the second heaven, there is also the area of darkness, which is the opposite of area of light. It is a space where the evil spirits are dwelling. That is why Ephesians 2:2 says that the prince of the power of the air, in regard to evil spirits, they have the power of the air. It's not this sky that we can see with the eyes. Of the second heaven, there is light, area of light, and there is area of darkness. And these evil spirits have the power of the area of darkness in the second heaven. So when God put the guards of the Garden of Eden, He put the east side of the Garden of Eden because it's adjacent to the area of darkness. Only that side is. Up to this point, you heard some things about the first, second, and third heavens respectively. And I said God created four different spaces with the different dimensions. So what is the other heaven? It is the fourth heaven. This physical world is the first heaven. The second heaven is the spiritual space. Second heaven above is spiritual space. In the second heaven, there is area of light and area of darkness. Area of light is Eden, and area of darkness is the space for the evil spirits. And going towards the end of 7-year tribulation, they will be driven out to this earth from that second heaven. And the third heaven, there is paradise, is the kingdom of heaven, and there is fourth heaven. This fourth heaven is the heaven of origin. Before God made the first, second, and third heavens, He dwelt in this fourth heaven. This fourth heaven is the space of God the Trinity. God dwelt in this fourth heaven since the beginning. Let me summarize the concepts about dimension categorized by the space. The first dimension is the space of the first heaven, which is the physical space in which we are living. The second dimension is the second heaven, and it has the area of light called Eden and the area of darkness. The area of light is where Adam and Eve used to live, and their children are still giving birth, and they're still living in there. Because they didn't commit sins. They're living spirits, and they didn't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so they still live there. The third dimension is the third heaven, and it has the kingdom of heaven in which we will live forever later. And in this kingdom of heaven, there are paradise, first kingdom of heaven, second kingdom of heaven, third kingdom of heaven, and New Jerusalem. All in the third heaven. And the fourth dimension is the space of the fourth heaven, which is the original heaven, and it is the space for God the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But in Israel, the pastors shouldn't say so. They believe in God, the one and only God, and they have Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But in fact, there is nothing to argue about such things. But in Korea, if you say that, if you say something like that, they just condemn as heretical. There is Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So most Christians, but in Israel, they say it's not really the same concept, but it's the same thing, but they say a little in different way. Those who deny Jesus Christ coming in body, those who deny the way of the salvation is heretical. So all Manmin members should understand this properly, so you will not commit any sin by condemning anybody. God made these spaces of different dimensions for human cultivation. The first heaven is the ground to conduct human cultivation. The second heaven is the space for the evil spirits to dwell that are necessary tools for human cultivation. Of course, God made a space called Eden in the second heaven with a specific purpose. The third heaven is the place for God's children to dwell forever who would come forth as the wheat through the process of human cultivation. God planned all these things when He first began to plan for human cultivation. For example, when you build a big building, like the in Dubai, the Samsung Construction is building the highest building. And it'll be finished next year, I think. It is above 800 meters. And maybe the number of stories is maybe 160 stories. It's the highest building in the world. Of course, the most numbers of stories, more than 160 stories. And the Samsung Construction has built this. And since a long time ago, I showed it. When I went to Dubai, I saw it when they were making the foundation, and it's almost finished. And to build such just a building, they have the perfect design. They have all, they have the plans, the width and length and the first floor, second floor, and how much money, how the cost. And to it is built according to the design. And when God planned human cultivation, He designed everything. He made all the plans and He made all the designs. And that's why He needed the heavenly host and angels. And also there had to be Lucifer who betrayed God, and they had to become evil spirits for the human cultivation, and to make us get rid of evil natures in our heart, to make us pure children. The evil spirits try so hard, like a roaring lion, and not to be devoured by evil spirits. We have to become sanctified, otherwise we'll be devoured and we'll have cancers and AIDS and so many disasters and diseases and trials and tests and poverty. And all those things are caused by the evil spirits. If you just live by the word of God and in the light, God will protect us. Whatever I need, God just gives me. And for next week, I have to prepare something. So God knows it. So last Thursday, God showed him a dream, and God told him to buy something, and next day he sold it, and in one day he had 60 million won profit, and he didn't give me everything, but he just gave 20 million won to me, and he also gave the tithes, and he also gave offering for the Pakistan Handkerchief Crusade for his pastor. So God filled that shortage that way, so I didn't have to worry about it. So I can go to the mountain prayer and pray for the special healing meeting. So God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. And because the people don't have proper faith in him, it is so sympathetic. They are torn and beaten by the evil spirits. So God is also very sorry. And the chicken is trying to cover their chicks under the wings. But the chicks are going away. God wants to take you and take you into heavenly kingdom, but people are deceived by the evil spirits and they commit sins and they commit adultery and they see the things that they shouldn't see and all those things. We have to try hard, all the best, to go into New Jerusalem. And it's the same with the sheep. When the shepherd, the sheep have to listen to the voice of the shepherd to who is leading them to green pastures and quiet waters. But some sheep, they don't want to hear. They don't want to listen to the shepherd. That's why they have to be goat. Because the goats, if somebody is going outside the group, then the goats will hit them. So they will, they cannot go away from the group and they will follow the shepherd. So it's the same with you. If you just listen to the voice of God and to go into New Jerusalem, you need evil spirits, the enemy, the devil, that they are trying to stop you from going into heavenly kingdom. They are trying to give you diseases and problems. But when God protects you, when you just live by the word of God and hear his voice and follow it, But many people don't do that. They can't do that. What is so difficult about it? They can just obey the word of God. I just obey the word of God and there's nothing difficult for me. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Of course, for the kingdom of God, I worry. But for physical things, I don't have any worries. Brothers and sisters, when God created different spaces with different dimensions, He established a very important rule. It is that the higher dimension can rule over and subdue the lower dimensions. The higher dimension can rule over and subdue the lower dimensions. So you have to understand this very clearly. It's the same with the dimensions in terms of spirit, soul, and body. The first, second, and third dimensions, namely the plants, animals, and human beings, all live in the same space called the earth. But the dimension of each one's lives is completely different. For example, suppose there is a seed. Man can make it sprout or not sprout. You understand, right? To make it sprout, you have to sow it in the ground or in the pot, so you water it so it can sprout. So man can control the things in the first dimension. But the seed itself does not know what the man is trying to do with it. It just sprouts if the conditions are right. Likewise, the higher dimension can subdue the lower dimensions, and the lower dimensions are just subjugated by the higher dimensions. The lower dimension cannot understand the higher dimensions. The first dimension, second dimension, even the most intelligent monkeys, they cannot understand men making airplanes and flying. Do they know about them? Do they know about the subways, underground trains? They don't know. The monkeys, they don't know whether people came to feed them or kill them or play with them. They don't know. They're just ruled over by higher dimensions, by man. It's the same with the concept of spaces. God in the fourth heaven can rule over all of the first, second, and third heavens. Also, from the third heaven, one can come down to the second or the first heaven. And from the second heaven, they can come down to the first heaven. But the opposite is not possible. But about the exceptional cases, I will explain later if we have the chance. Then, is the second heaven above the first heaven? And is the third heaven above the second heaven? Although the dimensions are strictly separated among the different heavens, it's not like the second heaven is connected at the edge of the first heaven. If the spiritual gate opens at any place in the first heaven, we can go to the second heaven. Also, it's not that we can go from the first heaven to the third heaven only after going through the second heaven. So you have to understand this clearly. Without knowing this, we may think when our Lord was ascending into heaven, He maybe passed through the Eden and second heaven and third heaven to kingdom of heaven. If God is coming down to this earth, He has to pass through the third heaven, second heaven, and this earth? No, it's not true. But our prayer has to go through second heaven. It doesn't just straight go up to the throne of God. It has to pass through the second heaven. And there is evil spirits in the second heaven. They are trying to disturb the prayer going up to the throne of God. And as in the book of Daniel, when Daniel was praying, when he made up his mind and began his prayer, the evil spirits stopped the prayer in the air. So God sent Michael, the archangel, so the prayer could be passed. Gabriel was coming down with the answer of God, and the evil spirits in the air stopped him, and the Michael, the archangel of army, heavenly armies, helped him, so the answer could be delivered. So that's why you should not stop praying. Those who always pray without stopping every day, they always have the space open between God and them. They can, those prayers can go up to God straight, directly. That's why God tells us to continually pray. Because Jesus told the disciples, because you stop praying, you fall into tests. The enemy devil guides them, leads them to tests. The prayer has to go up to God directly, so God can help you when you pray for something. But because the connection, the line of prayer is disconnected, the enemy devil is stopping the prayer, and you cannot, your prayer cannot directly go up to God. So those who stop praying, when worldly people are deceiving them, they just fall into temptations. Those who don't stop praying, when there is a temptation, they drive it away. So it's not that we can go to second heaven or third heaven from first heaven. It's not that we can go from first heaven to the third heaven only after going through the second heaven. From any place in the first heaven, if the spiritual space that leads to the third heaven opens, we can go to the third heaven directly. Also, the spiritual space can be formed in the first heaven in various forms. If the spiritual space is formed in a shape like water pipe or water hose, and if we can ride in this space, we can travel a great physical distance in a moment. Sometimes the spiritual space becomes like a curtain. Moreover, as the example of the greenhouse, the spiritual space can cover a certain area of the physical space. These are the various ways to use the spiritual space. So every Sunday, when I explain, I will explain the examples and I will explain to you more details about these with specific examples. According to how and which dimension of spiritual space we use, the works that follow are very different. Namely, according to whether it is the space of the second heaven, third heaven, or the fourth heaven, the works that follow are different. It's because the dimension of each heaven is different. First, second, third, and fourth heavens have different lights, and the flow of time is also different from one to another. These two elements are the two elements that determine the dimension. First, here the term light refers to spiritual light. It is the brightest in the fourth heaven, and it diminishes as it goes through the third and the second heaven. Thus, to form a spiritual space in this physical world, it first has to be surrounded by light. Those who see the Garden of Eden with the spiritual eyes, there is a lot of distance, Garden of Eden, but you can see it very clearly, very so bright. The animals, the doves, or the men, or birds, they're so clear, and the lights from there are so bright. And the sky there is so clear. It cannot be compared to the sky of this earth. It is so pure, blue and sky blue, and so clear, because there is no pollution. For example, to do something that is only possible in the fourth heaven, we have to form the space of the fourth dimension by surrounding the place with the light of the fourth heaven. That is why when I pray, I first pray, light come. Because we have to cover it with the light first. Talking about the flow of time, when time is viewed from the first heaven, it looks to become faster and faster as the dimension gets higher. But if one is actually in that dimension, he does not feel that it is any faster. When you are on board an airplane, you don't know how fast you are flying unless you look out the window. But those who walk on the ground will see that the airplane is moving at a very high velocity. Is it right? Those who have flown before, you know it is going, but you don't really know how fast it is going. You don't even know whether you are going. Maybe on the monitor screen, it displays with the information display, you know, but you don't really feel it. Same with the train. From Switzerland to Germany and France, it is so comfortable. There's no shaking. So if you are in the train, you don't know whether it's going or whether it has stopped. Only by looking out the window, you can see. Looking out the window, some shadows pass by. I didn't understand it in the beginning. But later, I realized that there were electric poles. But those, when I saw those that were far away, I could see them. I don't know how fast our bullet train in Korea is, how fast Korean bullet train is, but anyway, those trains are very fast. So then the higher the dimension, the faster the flow of time. So the prophets, they can appear, if angels come down, there was God coming down to earth. And because the movement between the spaces is so fast, they can come down and go up very quickly, in a moment. It doesn't take time. If it takes time, the three friends of Daniel, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, it was seven times hotter. And if there was, God sent the men, there were four men, one more man. And if it took 10 minutes or 20 minutes, it would be too late already. But because he came down in a moment, he saved them so that they were saved completely. And how could not even one hair on them was singed? Was it? It's because it was surrounded by the spiritual space. Do you understand now? Because they were covered by the spiritual space. Because you experience it a lot, you know. When you are driving or you just speeding and you get into traffic accident, big accident, and the car is crumpled, and but the men inside, they are perfectly okay. Maybe five of them, four of them are okay, and one of them is hurt. And we see that that man is not keeping the Sabbath. He's not giving proper tithes. But if you keep the Sabbath and give the proper tithe, you're protected by God. Within the space, spiritual space, even though the car is so broken, crumpled, you're still protected perfectly. So we also have an example of being on the flow of time of the spiritual space that is faster than that of the physical space. 1 Kings 18:46 says, "Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel." The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins to run. He had to gird it up. He had to guard up his loin to fasten your belt and outran Ahab to Jezreel. Ahab was on a chariot, but Elijah ran faster than the chariot. The chariot, the horses for the chariot must be the best ones. And they were going downhill from Mount Carmel, and there was going to be a great rain. So not to get wet, they were running very fast. And Elijah outran them. He was running by himself. And this does not mean Elijah could suddenly run fast. No matter how fast a man runs, he can never run faster than horses. Especially they were downhill, and they were running at the highest speed, top speed, and he was outrunning the chariot. It's just impossible. Elijah just ran at his own speed. I don't know, he was not just a very young boy, but at that moment, he was covered by the speech of space in which the flow of time was faster. This is expressed as the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. From the next session, I will explain to you as to how we can use the spiritual spaces with specific examples. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this sermon, I mostly explained the concept about space and dimension. This is basic, and so you have to understand this clearly so you can understand the next sermons. Third dimension, you have to know it by heart. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, first heaven, second heaven, because the sermon will be already going on. So please do not stop by hearing. Please review it a couple of times, many times during this week. So next week when you listen to the message, next week you'll understand everything. Also, I talked about justice that God made when He divided the heavens, and also the two elements that decide the dimension, namely the light and time. This was just introductory explanations, and we will get into the details. What is the reason that God divided these spaces with different dimensions? It is for human cultivation. God, who existed alone in the original heaven, harbored the following mind. If I have somebody in this vast universe who understands my heart and shares love with me, so when I convey my heart to him, he can receive my heart and give his heart back to me, then how, what a happy and emotional relationship it would be. With this kind of heart of God, the spaces of different dimensions were made, and the six-day creation and human cultivation began. It was done ultimately to gain true children with whom God could share true love. The reason why he lets me preach about this space and dimension is the same. If you learn how to use the spiritual space, then you can give glory to God greatly through signs and wonders. But the more important thing is that you can also cultivate the higher levels of spiritual space in your heart. Namely, to the extent that you fill your heart with perfect light, a higher dimension of spiritual space will dwell in your heart. So you will learn, and you have to practice it. God told Adam to subdue and rule over everything. When he was a living spirit, as long as he was obeying the word of God, he could subdue and rule over. He had the authority. Only after he disobeyed, he was driven out to this earth. He lost the authority. And as in Luke, it was handed over to the devil. Because to whoever you obey, you are the servant of the one whom you obey. So because he obeyed the devil, Satan, and ate the forbidden fruit, he became a servant of the devil. So that authority was handed over to the devil. And he became a man of flesh. He was not a living spirit anymore. So he was driven out to this physical world, physical space of this earth. That's why from that time, there was a limit to life, physical life, because everything perishes, changes in this world. So finally, even men have to die. In the beginning, there was no pollution, so they could live long, but they finally had to die. So everybody dies on this earth. But in the second heaven, in the Garden of Eden, while he was living in the garden, because he was a living spirit, he had the authority to subdue and rule over everything. And you also, if you are really sons of God, if you are daughters of God, who are recognized and acknowledged by God, you will have the authority to rule over and subdue and go into heavenly kingdom. If God can acknowledge you as beloved sons and daughters, if you have true heart and perfect faith, then you can have the authority to rule over and subdue. And according to the extent that you live in the light, to the extent that you resemble God, your authorities will be different. Your power will be different. The more you resemble God, the greater power you'll have. So you can subdue and rule over things. That's why the evil spirits, the demons that are controlled by the evil spirits in the second heaven, you can, once you receive such power of God, you can subdue and rule over those evil spirits. Is it understandable? It's something natural. It's obvious. It is the word of God, the power of God given to you, so evil spirits cannot touch you. That's why even the dead are revived by prayer. And miracles, signs and wonders are taking place, going beyond the space and time limitations. Whenever I'm in need of something, God works in such a way that it is answered right away at the most appropriate time. So God can even make me appear in somebody's dream and instruct them to do something so that he can earn a profit this way. So he can fill me with what I need. So it is the power of God to subdue and rule over things. then you can walk with God, who is Spirit, even on this earth. Also, you will dwell close to Him in heavenly kingdom and be with Him forever. I pray in the name of the Lord that more of you will come into more depths of Spirit to become great joy to God the Father. Did you understand this message? You have to understand it very well so you can understand the following messages. So if you just obey the word, then you can also the evil spirits have the authority to rule over this physical world, but because you will be higher than those evil spirits in dimension, so you can rule over those evil spirits. The evil spirits have the authority of the second heaven in the air, but what kind of authority you will have? You will have the authority and power of the third heaven, the kingdom of heaven, so you can rule over and subdue evil spirits too. So you can just go into the space of the third kingdom of heaven, third heaven. So you will understand what you have to do, and from we'll continue with more details. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message become faith and life. I explained about the concept of space and dimension. I also explained the dimension in terms of physics of this world, and also the dimension in terms of spirit, soul, and body, and also dimension divided by in terms of space. I explained about the spaces, physical spaces, and spiritual spaces that are overlapped with physical spaces, and there are two elements, light and flow of time, that decide the dimension of the space. And let us understand the ultimate purpose of God dividing different dimensions of spaces, and let us have spiritual space in our heart. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the higher dimension rules over the lower dimensions, if you become true children of God, you are in the third heaven, third space, third dimension. So if you cast away flesh and go into spirit and become a man of spirit, then you are in the third dimension. You are living in the space of the third dimension. You are surrounded by those lights. Those who see with spiritual lights, they can see those spiritual lights. So they can, so the darkness of the second heaven cannot do anything. So wherever you go, the enemy devil cannot do anything. So when you pray, your prayers will go up to God immediately, directly to the throne of God. And other than that, there are many other blessings. So if you go into spirit, there are so many words of blessings in both Old and New Testaments, those who go into spirit. Because they are in spirit. They are not flesh anymore. They are men of spirit. So they can rule over the physical space, physical world, the world of flesh. So you have all the answers. For example, in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, if you listen to the word of God, keep them and obey them and practice them, you'll receive blessings whether you come in or go out, you'll lend but not borrow, you'll become the head, not the tail, and there'll be so many, you'll just be higher and higher in your companies, in your work, jobs, and the enemy devil come in one way and run away seven ways, and because you are in the third heaven, third dimension, you rule over second dimension. But on the opposite, if you live in darkness, diseases will come, and so many curses. Believe that you have received what you prayed for. What is it? To believe and pray. Those who go into spirit, they don't doubt anything. They have complete faith. So they pray with complete faith, perfect faith all the time, so they receive all the answers. They don't have anything to, they're confident about themselves. If you don't have, if you have confidence in you, you ask whatever you wish, and God will answer you. As in 1 John chapter 3, if you don't have anything to rebuke yourself, anything to condemn yourself, if you go into spirit, you don't have anything to condemn yourself because you don't have any evil, untruth. You are a man of spirit already. So whatever you wish, if you ask, God gives you everything. So what is there to worry about in this world? As in Matthew chapter 6, do not worry about tomorrow, Jesus said. Just seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, and God will add all these things to you. He will solve all the problems. And we should lead a Christian life with receiving these blessings. So it'll be a happy life. I pray for those who are sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending time and space. Bless all the members in churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service to settle on all of the country, and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mommy TV viewers, and all overseas branch churches and pastors and missionaries and members. They sent their photos also. Lay your hands on them. Pastor Seung-Gi Ryu in Japan will have a handkerchief crusade on November 26th, Wednesday. Be with him. Let many people gather and show your amazing works, healing works, and let them have revival. And Mohammed Ramjam of Pakistan, give her a blessing of conception. Father God, Lincia from France, Mammin Church, she requested prayer for the morning, but I couldn't pray. She is leaving for Tanzania. I let her get her money back properly and keep her safely in Africa. Father, give her, protect her safely in her travel. And from India, Pastor Sang-Hee Kim will have handkerchief crusade in Dehradun and Mussoorie, and let there be so many patients gathered, and let them be healed, and let them also convert to Christianity, and let them accept the Lord, show amazing works. Arco of India, let him get a new house quickly. And Lindsay, let her get back her $630,000, which was swindled. Zhou Jeto and Wan Ling-ing, let their son recover consciousness and let him come back to his sense. Burn him with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all the viruses and germs. Chen Duowang, better get back her reproduction ability so she'll have a blessing of conception. Chen Xiaomao, let her speak well. Let her hear well. Chen Pantan, can't hear since birth, better hear well. Chen Shouxiong, diabetes, heart disease, go away. Wu Sun-Yi wants to receive financial blessings and family evangelization. Jinu Park wants to receive part of prayer. Minhwa Kim wants to have Korean visa. Punnam Kim family evangelization, Ma Shuhua. Let him repent of disappointment against his son. Gao Sharang, diarrhea go away, let it stop. Jojo wants to be sanctified quickly. And also for family evangelization, let a daughter lead a good Christian life and study well. Zheng Sui Cheng wants to be sanctified quickly. Huang Sui Yi wants to have hope for New Jerusalem, the whole family. Zhang Win, let them have a new worship place. We also have mission team in Ukraine. Be with the Dr. Morgulis, and they are having two meetings, the biggest church there, and show them great works of God, miracles and signs and wonders. Let there be no disturbances. Father, thank you. Protect all our members from head to toe, all intestines and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Give them spiritual and physical health. Give them prosperity throughout this week without any problems. Give them peace. Father, give them peace. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.